Well, next up on our horse-themed show today on Across the Pond is an Irish singer. He's from Derry in Northern Ireland, although he spent most of his life in Glasgow. He has a very unique and lovely Northern Irish style of singing. His name is Kevin Mitchell, and he has a song here called The Fanad Mare. Kevin Mitchell.
Ye Donegal heroes, wherever you be, come now pay attention and listen to me, till I sing a few verses of your spirits to share, concerning bravery and the sweet Fanad Mare. From the town of Downpatrick and that to Moville, they sported their colours and that with great skill. From the race course in Derry and that to Kildare, there was 22-1 on the sweet Fanad Mare. When we came to the race track, bold Freel he did say, come on, noble jockey, and show us fair play. Just give her her head like you did once before, and she'll bring back the prizes to Fanad once more. Well, the moment arrived and great joy filled each heart. McCarran got mounted and away they did start. The shouts of the people, they rang through the air, for she won by a head did the sweet Fanad Mare. When the races were over, each one did agree to go to Ramelton to have a big spree. Both lads and gay lassies had liquor so rare, and we drank to brave Freel and the sweet Fanad Mare.
Come all you sporting gentlemen and listen to my song, and if you will attention pay, I won't detain you long. The people of Dungannon town must surely boast no more, since they have lost their trotting match along Glenarm shore. On the 14th day of June, brave boys in the year of 72, some thousands gathered round the course from every point of view. The contest of these noble greys that day for to behold, for a 6 mile race in harness for £100 in gold. Monte, throughout the challenge, I hear the people say, to any in this nation round to match his favourite prey. But spanking Maggie from the Ross has caused him to bemoan that ere he left Dungannon in the county of Tyrone. Well, the champion was a handsome mare, we cannot this deny, and all around the Emerald Isle her master did defy. She being sold, as I've been told, her price £1,000, and nowhere in the nation sure her equal could be found. The prize to be £100, the challenge specified, and in Tyrone it was made known, and shortly will be tried. But Campbell Miller from the Ross, of fame and high renown, at once took up the challenge and he laid his money down. Well, the time and place were mentioned, and then they did prepare, and to the course at Sweet Glenarm all spirits gathered there. And Antrim's tars at home from war stood in defiance bold, while all around the beds went down in heaps of shiny gold. From the standpoint then they started, with Maggie in the rear, which caused Tyrone's great boastful crowds to give a lusty cheer. But as she ran she seemed to say to those along the way, sure the Antrim lads will never fail, and soon they'll win the day. Up to the middle of
the course the champion did prevail, with Swallow speed upon her wing and Maggie at her tail. But Maggie's courage soon arose, and then she let them see that there has never yet been food could strain a pedigree. She still increased her distance till the race was at an end, and she left the grey Dungannon mare with her forlorn friend, which caused her backers for to cheer and the taverns for to roar and shout hooray for Miller's Grey along Glenarvan shore. Success and fortune still attend both Miller and his mare. All you that's fond of trotting, I would have this to beware. Ne'er boast nor banter like Montague, who finished with a frown and carried home his empty bags on to Dungannon town.
Well, two more songs about triumphant horses, both from the north of Ireland, and Patrick Street there, who are from the south of Ireland, or at least three of them were, with Spanking Maggie from the Ross. The other one we heard was from Kevin Mitchell, Glasgow-based, Northern Irish-born, lovely singer, very nice man too, the Fanad Mayor with his version of that racehorse and its victories. I guess I've only ever been to the races once, horse racing once. When I was a teenager, I fancied I might become a bookmaker, so I fancied going down to the races in a place called Musselburgh. And I must have put vast amounts of money, like a shilling or something, on a horse in the first race. And as it went past the winning post, it was about 10 lengths ahead, and I was jumping up and cheering and counting my money. And the man next to me said, just calm down, son. He said, they've got another lap to go. So that put me in my place. I played a song earlier from Seamus Kennedy, Northern Irish singer who lives up in the Baltimore area. And it was an Irish song he sang about Arkle, but Seamus always has had a great love for country music and for particularly cowboy music of the Silver Screen version. And he did record one CD at one point called Sidekicks and Sagebrush. So if you don't mind an Irishman singing American songs, then this is Seamus Kennedy and the Tennessee Stud.
Along about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. And I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been a-riding on the Tennessee Stud. Well, I had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. So I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee Stud. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. One day I was riding in a beautiful land when I ran smack into an Indian band. They jumped their nags with a whoop and a yell, and away we went like a bat out of well. We circled their camp for a time or two to show them what a Tennessee horse could do. Them redskin boys couldn't get my blood, 'cause I was a-riding on the Tennessee Stud. We drifted on down into no man's land, and we crossed that river called the Rio Grande. And I raced my horse with the Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Now me and the gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I rode away on the Tennessee Stud. Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Well, I got just as lonesome as a man can be, a dreamin' of my girl back in Tennessee. And the Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was a dreamin' of a sweetheart too. So I loped right back across Arkansas, I whooped her brother and I beat her paw. When I found my girl with the golden hair, she was a ridin' on the Tennessee mare. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy and we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. There's a pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse colt playing round the door. I love my girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
As a Belfast man originally, Seamus Kennedy doing his cowboy act and the Tennessee stud. Song written by Jimmy Driftwood, who wrote some great songs. Ones like The Battle of New Orleans and Soldier's Joy. And I guess Seamus heard that first from Doc Watson. I wish I had a version of Doc Watson. And he plays, I think, the very best. But Seamus does a pretty good job there, I think. The Tennessee stud. Well, from now on, I'm going to move from race horses to working horses, particularly Clydesdale horses. I don't think there's many Clydesdales competing in the Derby this afternoon. One man who's written two or three very good songs about Clydesdale horses is Robin Laing, and I think one of the best is the title track that of a CD that Green Tracks put out quite a few years ago called Heavy Horses. Gentle Giants. It's a celebration of the Clydesdale horse in song. And this is one called Heavy Horses from Robin Laing.
Heavy horses, see how they stand. Leaning ahead, shoulder to the land. Heavy horses, oh the mighty Clydesdales, long may they shine, and the line never fail. Sometimes I see one in a slow motion dream by misty blue hills, where the Clyde's just a stream, pulling a plow, stepping with grace, a hard-working friend, oh, with a good-natured face. Heavy horses, see how they stand, leaning ahead, shoulder to the land. Heavy horses, oh the mighty Clydesdales, long may they shine, and the line never fail. I often wonder if you ever heard the whispering charms of the horseman's word, or late in the day when the light would fail, and bothy men share corn-kistered tales. Heavy horses, see how they stand, leaning ahead, shoulder to the land. Heavy horses, the mighty Clydesdales. Long may they shine, and the line never fail. World in transition, stepping out of its past. Old ways are fine, 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 but old ways don't last. And the furrow you turned grew seedlings of change as you carried us on into the industrial age. Heavy horses, see how they stand, leaning ahead, shoulder to the land. Heavy horses, oh, the mighty Clydesdales, long may they shine, and the line never fail. So here's to the barren, blazing bold stride, footprint and star, Hiawatha and Clyde. Oh, the ribbons they wore and the prizes they won, the leather and chains that creaked in the sun. Heavy horses, see how they stand, leaning ahead, shoulder to the land. Heavy horses, oh, the mighty Clydesdales, long may they shine, and the line never fail. Long may they shine, and the line never fail.
I'll sing ye a song, oh, a canty auld buddy. A ken speckle figure was auld Watty Brown. A trust o'er the hand at the mains o' Drumcluddy, since the day he began to work there as a loon. And sign there as Bailey, he proved himself canny, his work conscientious, particular and clean. Till lady his mister says, what am I money? You'll take the third pair, their cat Princey and Jean. Now in a bonny Scotland, there was nae a human sae happy as Watty wi' his dandy pair. And he sent in his place wi' the lave as a ploughman, and oh, we was proud o' his gelding and mare. A grand pair o' blacks, neither likes in a honour, we coat so a rich glossy ebony sheen. And at Pluin matches, 4 years were the winner, was Watty for grooming we Princey and Jean. Knew Watty I bide it, content wi' his duties, but life's full o' changes, as a'body kens. Decrepit old age, tin the baith o' his beauties, and tractors began to appear at the mains. Now a steering wheel Watty just wadna be grippin', he rocked on a Zora man, didna complain. But a'body noticed there what he was slippin', down hell he was pinin' for Prince and Jean. And new is a war, high struggles are ended, a God-fearing body, why did his best. His life was a sermon, the mourners are canted, on Tuesday last week, when we laid him to rest. And we all had a thought, though we did not divulge it, as we hankies we dab it, the tears fair in. If he was born in a manger, say wills it, they'll be waiting for what he, his Prince and Jean.
When I was a towsy freckled lad, we would visit Uncle John, with his ruddy cheeks and muckle lugs on his farm at Richie's loan. Each year he got his finest duds and his bonny Clydesdale pair, with his bonnet hanging jaunty, they would set out for the fair. They would set out for the fair. Each horse was braw and handsome, they had sinews well defined, each collar decorated, and the colours they were fine. Hector was the chestnut, and Bessie was the roan, the both of them majestic, stepping out for Richie's loan, stepping out for Richie's loan. Hector stood at 16 hands, his neck was arched and long, his ribs were bent like battle hoops, his back was straight and strong. Bessie, she was smaller, her legs were stout and straight, she could labour all the years God made, and by her side her mate, by her side her mate. My uncle had a neighbour, and they met up at the fair, and he wagered 15 guineas he could best Carmichael's pair. So they harnessed up the horses, each team tethered to a blue, and when they got the nod to start, twa pairs began to poo, twa pairs began to poo. Just then the heavens opened, and the rain came pouring through, and my Uncle John got crooked, and the field was turned to glue. But soft he spoke in Bessie's ear, and gamely she ploughed on, and we hectored by her every step, the match was easy won. The match was easy won. Each time I see a Clydesdale new, a mind on Uncle John. He came rolling home quite late that night, but his bonnet, it was gone. Though he was a rough and ready man, and his working life was hard, he always had a gentle way with the horses in the field, with the horses in the field. We are stewards of the ocean. We are tenants of the land. We can use the power of sunlight. We can harness wave and wind. There's a we no different answers for the problems that we face. But let's not forget the Clydesdale. He's the honest working horse. Each Hector and each Bessie, they have a part to play. And every humble horse should have his day.
As you sit round the table a-drinking your ale, and I'll take you back to a far distant day when I drove the last Clydesdales to work on Dendray. They were tall body blacks with white faces and feet. In the hale country round they could never be beat. And you'd look at Guy Farr twixt the fourth and the tay, for to match my twa Clydesdales, the pride o' Dendray. They were matchless in power in the kirt or the blue, and my hands on the reins and my voice the wheel knew. There was only one thought in their minds to obey, my twa bonny Clydesdales, the pride o' Dendray. But the years they wear on, and the winters grow cold, and horses like men can day nocht but grow old. But my memories I with them, though I'm far away, for I drove the last Clydesdales to work on Dendray. So come on, ye young blue boys that listen to my tale, as you sit round the table a-drinking your ale, and I'll take you back to a far distant day when I drove the last Clydesdales to work on Dendray. When I drove the last Clydesdales to work on Dendray.
The last Clydesdales, that's Jack Beck, who is from the county of Fife, and as is that song. And we've been hearing great songs about the Clydesdales that were very much part of the farming life of Scotland for centuries until the arrival of mechanisation. We heard Robin Lang with Heavy Horses, Joe Aitken with Princey and Jean, Alan Reid with Hector and Bessie, and that last one, Jack Beck with the last of the Clydesdales. Have a great week. I hope you pick the winner in the Derby today, and I will be back next Sunday right here on kdrp.org, 4 o'clock till 5. All the best.